After some hesitation, the Haines Assembly moves forward with nonprofit grant funding, and drying problems leave the Haines School gym unusable. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines Municipal Water System is running normally again after an apparent airlock jammed the connection to the town's main water source early this week. The airlock blocked water flow in the pipeline from Lily Lake to the water treatment plant. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan said Wednesday morning that workers were able to clear the blockage and restore normal flow levels. The water line from Lily Lake experienced a similar problem in July. That situation was more severe and triggered a water use restriction and boil notice. Ryan says the airlock may have been caused by low water levels. He says borough staff will monitor the lake and water line more closely to see if a blockage might happen again. He says for now, the situation doesn't warrant bringing in outside help. Borough is on track to provide about $60,000 to local nonprofits this year. The allocations have occurred annually for years, but last month, nonprofits were left in limbo when a borough assembly motion to activate the process was tabled. At a meeting Tuesday, the assembly revisited the subject and voted to move forward with the allocations. At least half of the assembly members agreed that the borough might want to reconsider whether it continues to fund nonprofits in years to come. Assemblywoman Diana Lapham says she's talked to several citizens about the issue.
And they are genuinely concerned that the borough is donating to nonprofits when they don't have a say in whether their taxpayer money goes.
Lapham said nonprofits shouldn't expect to be subsidized by the borough every year.
It is not to be assumed that it's available every flippin' year. It's not.
But Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer said nonprofits do have good reason to make that assumption this year. She pointed to $65,000 in the borough budget that appears to be set aside for nonprofit grant funding.
We have sent the message to the community when we passed the budget that this grant funding process would be available again. If we had wanted to change it, we should have done that back in April, May, and June before we passed the budget.
Assemblyman Mike Case made the motion in August to table Friedenauer's effort to address nonprofit funding. But he reconsidered his motion at this meeting. He agreed that the budget makes it look like the borough will distribute nonprofit funding as usual. So he said the borough should go ahead and allocate the grants, but it should be the last time.
But I'm not going to, in the future, allocate any money to nonprofits. The individual voters and citizens should do that themselves. We shouldn't be in the business.
The assembly voted 5-1 to move forward with the nonprofit grant process, with George Campbell opposed. The borough will now advertise for grant applications and put together a committee to vet the requests. Last November, the borough distributed more than $60,000 to 11 nonprofits. The grants ranged from $500 for Haines Friends of Recycling to $17,000 for the Southeast Alaska State Fair. The assembly also approved an ordinance amending the code that deals with the borough's commercial ski tour areas map. The map dictates heliskiing boundaries. The Tourism Advisory Board recommended the changes to code because the existing timeline for changes to the map is too restrictive. The timeline issue came to light earlier this year when two heliski companies submitted map amendment requests. The ordinance sets up this timeline. Every 3 years, companies can submit amendment requests by mid-April. The borough manager may convene a MAP committee as soon as possible after May 15th. The committee makes a recommendation by September 30th. Then the manager presents the committee's recommendation as well as their own recommendation to the assembly. At Tuesday's meeting, the assembly heard from people who thought the timeline should be every 5 years and those who thought there should be no restriction on the frequency of MAP changes. Assemblyman Campbell compared ski MAP adjustments to fisheries management, a fluid process based on unpredictable changes in nature.
The commercial fishing industry is a very good example of how management should be fluid, and it needs to be fluid. And we sort of ignore that with our snow.
The assembly ultimately stuck with the 3-year time frame and approved the revisions in a 5-to-1 vote. Then, in a 4-to-2 vote, the assembly okayed a resolution to form a MAP committee this year to review the 2 pending requests. When the Haines School's gym floor was refinished in early August, it was only supposed to take about 4 days to dry. Instead, school is in session and the gym doors are locked as school administrators and maintenance staff continue to wait for the finishing product to harden. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
It all comes down to air.
We were under the impression that this product could dry chemically.
That's Superintendent Tony Habra.
But this is not a chemical dry. It requires air to do. So that led us to change our process.
You can hear the fans as soon as you walk into the school's competition gym. And it's hot. They jacked up the heat in an attempt to speed the drying process. This is the bigger of the two gyms at the school and the one that's used for high school sports. Volleyball is the main concern right now, then basketball and wrestling. Habra says the gym is unusable until the floor is completely dry and hardened. The problem does not span the entire floor, but around the room, blue tape marks the spots where it's still too soft. And there's a lot of blue.
You step on it, you step back, you can see that. Not so much there. It seems to be drying up there. Hold on. Maybe it's here. I just did it this morning. Oh yeah, there it is. Where the tape is, see?
If I step on it, oh yeah, there's my heel print right there.
Exactly.
When the finishing product was applied early last month, it went on way too thick. Habra says the same machine that was used last year did not work correctly this time around.
And apparently the machine didn't function appropriately and it dumped probably twice as much product as it should have, and that's what caused all of this issue.
The top layer exposed to the air dried, but some product underneath did not. They've tried to speed the drying process several different ways, including applying mineral spirits and UV light. But those were unsuccessful, and now they're scraping. The top layer has to come off to allow the finish underneath to dry. The next step is to sand the floor down and go back to square one.
There's so many spots, as you can see with all the tape that's laying on the floor. There's far more spots than when we started to really look at it than just do a couple of little spots and maybe feather it in. We're going to have to do the whole floor again.
The new product is scheduled to arrive next week, and they're not taking any chances by using the same machine. Instead, they'll go back to an older, less technical method of application. Habra hopes the work will be done within the month.
We can no longer just sit on our hands and hope for the best. This is an important part of the school district, an important part of the community. It needs to be dried and it needs to work. It needs to function for us.
Until the blue tape is off, the fan's gone, and you can no longer leave a footprint in the floor, the gym is off limits to students and athletes. Habra hopes it will all be done by September 27th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas. You can reach us at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.